The major moves jobs bill took a big step forward this afternoon, but it's taken another step forward I wanted to highlight, and that is the endorsement of a long-term figure in the state, the Senate. Senator Glenn Howard came to me, along with leadership of the Ministerial Alliance, a force for justice and progress in this community for a long time, to indicate that after studying the bill that he is prepared and they are prepared to support it. I want to salute Senator Howard's courage in doing this and his willingness to put jobs and opportunity for our young people ahead of all other considerations, partisan or otherwise. I also want to say that in our sharing about this bill, I've become increasingly excited about its prospects, not only to create a huge number of jobs around Indiana, but in particular to create jobs for many of our young people who will have perhaps the best opportunity they could hope for. Even young people who will not go on to college, who will not achieve high-level degrees at our finest universities, the kind of jobs we will create in the construction, in the transportation industry, and in distribution are the kind that are available to a broad cross-section of our young people, including many of the young people that the ministers here are seeking to mentor and pastor. And so my thoughts have already moved beyond the passage, for which I'm very hopeful, to the important need to make sure that these jobs reach the young people we're concerned about most, those who often start life with the fewest breaks, but still are prepared to work hard and be good citizens if given the opportunity, and major moves can create tens of thousands of those. Let me ask Glenn to say whatever is on his mind and heart.
Thank you, Governor. I just want everyone to know that the governor is a friend of mine. I respect him. I respect all the ministers here. But sometimes in this city, when I look and see young men going off to prison, no hope. Young ladies getting pregnant, no hope. But everybody said, well, you know, we got to pray. We got to do more than that. And when this came about and talking about jobs, you know, I just jumped up to the governor. I said, uh-oh, that's something for me to talk about. So I got in touch with the governor and got in touch with his people. And I want to thank the governor for putting me on the summer interim study committee, where I looked at and said, uh-oh, what am I doing on this committee? Only African-American. I have something wrong here. So evidently it panned out right. And I'm very supportive of this new thing that we're trying to do in the state of Indiana. When I see young men and young women with no hope, and I'm an elected official, it bothers me. And when I see people breaking in home, my home been broken into four times. Didn't catch it, but I know we can get them off them streets through the ministers and other people here. And with this governor leadership, we can begin to make those young people be more responsive, get married, have a family, go to church, do the right things, and leave those prisons alone. So I think God told me, say, Glenn, get up and get on that. They're not going to like you, but get up and get on. Well, they don't like me for this. But that's tough because I hate to see young men and young women. I was in the police cars a month ago with these ministers here on Friday night, and we seen everything. We said, we got to do something. So I stepped up to the plate and said, I'm supporting the governor because the governor means jobs, and I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, Independent, I support what we're trying to do, and I'm wholeheartedly supporting the governor.
Thank you.
Great job, Governor.
Glenn, I appreciate your courage very
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you. Questions for any of us?
Governor, how do you feel about the restrictions that they added in the amendment today that would allow you to continue entering into public-private partnerships and wouldn't allow you to actually charge tolls unless the legislature approved each specific one?
Oh, some of those may need to be further refined as the process moves forward. I'm pleased that the bill's moving and moved by such a strong vote. I've continually said that there, as long as the core of this bill, the big goals we're trying to achieve for our future, tens of thousands of jobs, making sure the money is reinvested in hard public assets that will be there long after we're gone, not frittered away on enthusiasms of today, as long as we can build the big projects that are essential for Indiana's future, 31 and the Heartland Corridor and 69 and so forth. I want to be as flexible as I can be about secondary items, and that's the approach I'll take.
Does that include building the interstate through Perry
Township? As long as we can build 69, I'm very open to variations in the way we do it. It's been delayed far too long already, and we need to make sure it's not delayed further. But I'm well aware of those concerns. I'd love to address them if we could. I've been to multiple three-digit job announcements over in Vigo County, and I'll be over there for another one soon, which I can't tell you more about today. I sat with Mayor Burke, good friend of mine, Democratic mayor who's endorsing this jobs plan, by the way, just yesterday, and we talked about the future of the area. I'm very upbeat. We've had about Terre Haute and its surrounding areas. Another good example, by the way, of a community whose economic future depends in large part on first-class transportation. It does matter. Matters a lot. I want people to understand how heartfelt we are about doing the right thing for this state. And I do believe that before too very long, this will achieve widespread acceptance and enthusiasm in the state as people see the huge upside, see the investments we'll make for our kids' futures, see these jobs come into being that would not have happened otherwise. Now, people will know that's all we ever had in mind, is a better Indiana and a better toll road, by the way. So don't think that it doesn't bother me a lot to be trying to do something I know is in our common interest and have folks misunderstand it. So I think it'll be a while, but I intend to continue working on it because I want people to share in the enthusiasm that these gentlemen and a growing number of our fellow citizens feel.
And when the final analysis, Major Lewis, comes out with the provision that you have to come back for General Assembly permission, will that be I-69 as a privately run toll road? Would you still go down that route? Because I know Tom Sharp has talked about it might be set up a little differently with private
roads. I want to be as flexible as I can be, but again, a boundary condition is 69, which is a promise not just of mine but of four governors who preceded me, must be able to go forward and to go forward without any further delays. And we'd have to look. We'll look at any provision that touches it with that as our touchstone.
What guarantees can you give these gentlemen that the young men and women are talking about will ever see any of this?
It's a very important question. The record is not an adequate one in Indiana. It's not adequate in state government, in which the percentage of state business going to minority firms has been tragically low, and we are in the process of trying to raise it. But we're raising it from a very low percentage today. The percentage of minorities in our building trades occupations has historically been very low, and it's got to get better. But here's a tremendous opportunity. If we create thousands, and when we create thousands of new jobs in these kinds of occupations I mentioned, it's a golden opportunity to fling open the doors to our minority kids, as I said, to provide the kind of jobs that for many of them might be the very best opportunity that life could furnish.
Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to go on record to say you wouldn't do that for future projects? Because if you do it the same way, then the language you build would be essentially meaningless.
Well, within limits, I want to work with the General Assembly on all such projects and any future projects. I think that we want to maintain enough flexibility that someone will actually bid on future projects. You know, in the state of Florida, they've had a law which required specific legislative approval of any such deal, and nobody offered for 11 years, so they repealed it. I think we need to have an adequate level of review and consultation, and I would like to devise any future projects closely in consultation with the legislature, but I think we want to provide enough flexibility that future partners don't think it's futile to spend millions of dollars and put a bid together.
Governor, the residents of Northern Indiana lost a lot of things that were put in the House bill to make it more attractive to us, from $200 million in RDA funding to a 10-year toll freeze.
Yeah. Well, nobody lost anything today. There's just one more step in a multi-step process. And I'm sure that the final bill, any final bill, will be different than what the House passed and different from what the Senate passed, and as always, the product of some compromise. Again, I'm trying to be as accommodating as possible, as long as the basic jobs goals of this legislation are preserved. And I'm quite certain that with leadership from Northern Indiana really taking the lead on this, we'll get an outcome that's very fair, as it must be, to the people in the toll road counties. Well, thanks to Glenn Howard, at least there will be at least some bipartisanship, and I hope more in the end. I understand the pressures that people have been put under. Folks who have been advocates of projects like 69 in the Heartland for all their careers have felt prohibited, I think, from voting for them. But maybe as the process moves forward, they'll feel a little more at liberty to vote the interests of their districts. Well, I take the concern of those who are wondering about this national ports thing as an endorsement of what we're doing. Please notice that those ports, they say they want things to stay the way they are. The way they are is a European operator of those six ports. So apparently that's good enough for those who are concerned about the Dubai deal and therefore be good enough in the case of the Indiana Toll Road. We have multiple layers of protection. Indiana could veto any transfer, either of the lease or of sale of the company, if we had the slightest hesitation about any potential acquirer. So we try to protect that interest in advance, but please notice that the situation people want to preserve with regard to the ports is a European-based operator, exactly what we would have if major moves became law.
Speaking of the war on terror, another Hebrew was killed overseas in the last 24 hours. Any message for the families of the people who saw their artwork over there?
Same one I always try to send. First of all, our heartfelt condolences and sympathies. No, all deaths touch us, but none more so than when those lives are given for us, given in national service, directly or indirectly. And I will be communicating that, as I generally do, directly, but I know I say it on behalf of every Hoosier.
Governor, the Speaker today indicated that the Senate seemed entrenched on the I-STEP question, moving I-STEP, and he wasn't holding out hope that portion of the bill would be revived. Have you given up hope on that, and if not, how hard have you pushed to try to get that?
My assumption is that probably that goal will not be met this session, and so be it. I still think it's a good idea. I think a big majority of Indiana teachers, educators, and parents think it's a good idea, and I think one day common sense will prevail here, but might not be this year.
The date was moved in the first place by the Board of Education. Mm-hmm.
No, these decisions are for the board to make, but looks like there might be an instruction or a direction from the legislature to study the entire situation, not just timing, but the size, complexity, nature of the test, and if so, I'm sure that the board will take that instruction very much to heart.
Chairman, have you done any polling, or do you know of any polling that's been done on the toll road lease?
No, I don't. We haven't. First, let me say that this is a very, very important question. The first question about this General Assembly was, would it be a short session like many that we've seen where very little happened, or a very vigorous one? It's clear it's going to be an extraordinarily active one, just as last year was. And the best evidence is that we have a chance not only to build Indiana's hard infrastructure for the future, but the modern infrastructure of fiber and frequency. This telecommunications bill is a huge breakthrough. and in combination with major moves is an enormous boost to the economy of this state. I think you'll see evidence quickly, first in the form of new investment that provides more high-speed access in many more Hoosier communities, including our small and mid-sized towns, and secondly, in terms of the benefits that competition always brings in terms of lower prices for the services people are acquiring.
Do you think this is going to result in lower prices for groceries?
Yes, I do. It has in other places. It will here. I'm specifically expecting to see substantial relief or at least new options for a cable service or entertainment services that people now have a few choices in.
Mm-hmm. What is the goal? I mean, what would be success? Where does Indiana have to be at the end of a year or two to know that this was a reason?
Well, I haven't established a numerical goal. I'll just tell you that the premise of your question is right. Broadband penetration is not what it ought to be. I've said this many times in proposing this bill. I made that point. I expect to see a very measurable improvement over the first year or two, measured first of all in terms of wider access to high-speed connections, very important to especially businesses in our small towns, and secondly, in terms of the price of entertainment services that are now purchased almost entirely through cable or satellite.
What's the answer, Glenn?
Let local have responsibility. They are responsible for it. Local politics is good. Local and states should stay out of local politics.
That certainly fits my general view. You're correct, Patrick. I got to honestly say it's a new question to me. I'll go have a look. But in terms of first impression, I generally start with a presumption, whether we're talking about how money is raised locally, how it's spent locally. Matters like smoking bans, which I happen to favor, but I don't think should be imposed on individual communities if they don't want it. So that'd be my starting point, but I would like to reserve the right to have a close look at this specific topic. No, I talked to Chris Jacola to see if it was okay if I took a pass because we've got a lot of important things going on, as these questions illustrate an extraordinary number of very important topics, and I didn't want to be away from my duty station, so I got an excused absence from the host of the event. As it happens, the once-a-year meeting of the National Governors is this weekend. I'm going to be down there, so I can exchange hellos with the president there. I think that's right, yeah. You have to ask them. They invited me. I have no idea. And on C-SPAN, you never know. But
we need a new highway.
I have no clue, but I said I'd be happy to. I'll tell you that if I get the chance, I want to tell whoever might be surfing along out there in America about some great things happening in Indiana and what a great place we are to do business. And bring jobs. It's so to the extent that I have an agenda, that's always mine, and I might try to use this opportunity.
Have you heard from other governors in regards to this Midwest Governors Association meeting? Are you hearing from other governors saying, how would you pull off major moves, and can you give us any tips?
Yeah, we've heard from a few, and there are, last count, 9 states now actively looking at similar approaches to their own problems. So I wouldn't be surprised if this weekend I get a few questions in the governor's only sessions, and as I've mentioned before, other states are already either doing this or looking at this option, and we didn't originate the idea. We're simply moving a little more aggressively than some others.
Mm-hmm. What can you say to those kids who don't have access?
I can say to them and their families, they're the reason we sought public office, more than anything else, more than repair of state government, more than balancing the books of state government, more than any single other objective. We want to work to create more economic hope in this state. I met far too many kids or their parents who were leaving the state for lack of opportunity, not because they didn't love Indiana or Vigo County. And that's what Major Move is about. That's what these gentlemen are about. And I just want to emphasize again, it's specifically the kids who start off life with any disadvantage, who start off life maybe with big obstacles ahead of them that we're most concerned about. And that's what measures like the ones we're discussing today are aimed at. Well, they're not my favorite thing to do, to tell you the truth. But you can usually learn a little bit. And I do believe that, although I attend probably fewer than most or have in my 1 year, in seriousness, we have 50 states. It's called the laboratories of democracy. Most of the things we're doing in state government, most of our changes and reforms, we didn't dream up. I'm happy to plagiarize them from somewhere else. And that's one reason to go to the meeting, usually come back with an idea or two that we might try here in Indiana.
Governor, tell them this. If we go to National Conference of State Legislators, I guarantee you they're going to know, how did you all do that there?
Yeah.
They asked all kinds of questions. We said, well, the governor got the whole format. We'll send it to you. That's what we usually do. We brag on Indianapolis every time we go out. How do y'all do that? Well, we come together to do that. And we come together to get rid of crime and things like that. That's how we do it. Talk with each other and get steal ideas, and they'll steal our ideas.
Maybe I'll stay home sending
grandma. No. Okay. I'll probably get a lot of
Anybody else?
Mm-hmm. No longer go to their local sheriff every 4 years and have their background and
right.
Their addresses checked. How do you feel about the safety of that?
Fine. I'd sign it.
If you die by a sword, you live by it. I live by a sword. I voted no on that ordinance.
One of our rare disagreements.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Did you get a chance to look at Ralph Baer's heroin treatment bill for the Board of County?
Sorry, I haven't yet. But I will get back to you. That it? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Governor.